Welcome to the Signals Defense Podcast, a podcast about everything RF and building security. In our podcast, we will cover topics like radio frequency mitigation, building security, and safety and protecting sensitive and classified information. Now here's your host, Eric Kuczynski.
This is Eric Kuczynski, President of Signals Defense, and welcome back to our podcast series. In this podcast, we're going to discuss why you need a professional to measure RF. Look around your office, and you'll find it's easy to spot several devices that emit RF, or radio frequencies. In fact, the likes of phones, computers, wireless networks, microphones, TVs and monitors, printers, and more are all devices that emit RF. And being that network can be hacked by wrongdoers intercepting these RF signals, more businesses are taking such matters seriously and taking the proper measures to guard against this type of intrusion. However, before you embark on implementing RF shielding and other countermeasures to your facility, it's always a good idea to measure RF so that you can see just how much of an issue it really is and what types of solutions would be best suited to your specific situation. So just how is RF measured? Typically, this is carried out using a signal analyzer, which is basically a passive antenna and collector recording frequencies and power or amplitude. However, it's important to note that while the analyzer will only measure RF at the point of where it's located, you'll experience different readings and results as you move about the building. While you can go this alone and purchase a wide range of RF signal analyzers to perform your own measurements and analysis, determining this is always best left to the pros. Doing this yourself can result in poor readings, false alarms, identifying incorrect sources, thus all resulting in implementing the wrong solutions, leaving your facility vulnerable and potentially spending tons of unnecessary money on security that doesn't work. Professionals can ensure that your RF readings are accurate, the sources are properly identified, and that the best solutions are recommended for properly safeguarding your sensitive information. A professional could perform initial assessments, even proof of concept modifications, and they'll always conduct a follow-up test to ensure that the solutions were implemented and are working appropriately. Yes, it's possible to purchase an RF analyzer on the web, but do you really know how to use it? Are you really confident that the readings you get are accurate? Are you really about to spend money to resolve a problem that you're not really sure even exists? Leave RF readings to the professionals. You'll likely save time, money, and hassle in the long run. Bottom line is, rely on the pros for your RF measurements. This is Eric Kuczynski. Thanks for listening and tune in next time.
For more information, visit our website at www.signalsdefense.com or subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or YouTube.